a small English three-masted frigate, Johanna Elizabeth, sailed from Hamburg to Newcastle on the 24th of October, 1760. Aboard was the captain John Smert, ship's mate Thomas Davidson, and 10 sailors. After 5 days in Cuxhaven in Germany, the ship set sail on the 1st of November in a light southerly wind. But the following day, the weather turned bad, with strong winds and squalls. On the 3rd of November, the frigate encountered a single-mast galleon from Stettin, which was loaded with rye and wheat on its way from Danzig to Hamburg. The ship was sinking, but the crew on the Johanna Elizabeth rescued the entire crew and one passenger, meaning there was now a total of 21 men aboard. The frigate sought shelter behind the island of Helgoland, but unfortunately, they did not succeed. The storm gathered strength, the ship started taking on water, and they needed to cut the main mast on the morning of November 4th. Shortly thereafter, the frigate ran aground and capsized on the northerly side of the Ormuz coast. 14 men drowned. That evening, 3 of the surviving sailors swam ashore on a wooden yard from a mast. They came ashore and lay in the dunes the whole night, but one died from the cold exposure. The captain was tied to a piece of wood from the wreck, but was dead when he reached the beach, with his clothing completely destroyed by the strong waves. The last 3 men were rescued early the next morning and were naturally very exhausted, and were given food, clothes, and compassionate care. The drowned sailors that were able to be located were dressed in shrouds, laid in coffins, and buried in Ormuz Cemetery. The passenger from the galleon, a young German, was never found. The ship's mate and the other survivors praised the leaseholders and the island's other inhabitants for their helpfulness, and they asked for clothing and travel funds to be paid from the remains of the shipwreck so that they could get home. The court decided that the leaseholders and the ship's mate should receive 10 leisdaler and the others 5 leisdaler as an advance.